श्री श्री गिरिधारी गोपाल
समवेत भक्तवृंद की जय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबली डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री प्रभुपाद। नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नीति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य दिशतारिणे। From 7:30 to 8:30, and then 8:30 there is supposed to be a conference. In a telephone conference, there is supposed to be a class on the holy name. So we are starting almost about half an hour late. So let me see how to do that. Originally I was thinking that I would give the class till 8:15 and then I would go upstairs and do the japa thing on the phone from upstairs. Now Swami Krishi Prabhu is suggesting that I continue here from the class straight to that japa conference. And so Swami Krishi Prabhu, that's what we'll do. So we'll straight from the thing, from the class we'll go into. And who has the phone?
Santosh has the phone. We will try if it works from here.
Cell phone will work from here. If it's a conference thing, cell phone will be fine. Anyway, you'll set it up. And until then, we'll just go on with Chaitanya Charitamrita class. Hare Krishna. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Shri Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki. So reading from Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, 17th chapter. This chapter is entitled as The Pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in His Youth. Bande shairabhi bhuteham tam chaitannam jat prasadataha javana samanayante krishna nama prajalpakaha. Let me offer my respectful obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by whose mercy even unclean javanas become perfectly well-bred gentlemen by chanting the holy name of the Lord. Such is the power of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
All glories to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. All glories to Advaita Acharya. And all glories to all devotees of Lord Chaitanya. Koishor lilar sutra korilo ganan, jovan lilar sutra kori anukram. I have already given a synopsis of the Koishor lila of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now let me enumerate his youthful pastimes in chronological order.
বিদ্যা সৌন্দর্য সদ্বেষ সম্ভোগ নৃত্য কীর্তনাই প্রেম নাম প্রদানশ্চ গৌর দিব্যতি যৌবনে.
Exhibiting his scholarship, beauty, and fine dress, Lord Chaitanya danced and chanted as he distributed the holy name of the Lord, to awaken dormant love of Krishna. Thus, Lord Sri Gaurasundara shone in his youthful pastimes.
Jovane pravesh angero ango vibhushan. Dibba Vastra Dibba Vesha Mallo Chandan.
As he entered his youth, the Lord decorated himself with ornaments, dressed himself in his fine clothes, garlanded himself with flowers, and smeared himself with sandalwood.
Vidyara Oddhatte Kaho Nakkeho Nakare Ganan. সকল পণ্ডিত যিনি করে অধ্যাপন.
By dint of pride in his education, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not caring for anyone else, defeated all kinds of learned scholars while executing his studies.
বায়ু ব্যাধি ছলে কইল প্রেম প্রকাশ ভক্তগণ লইয়া কইল বিবিধ বিলাস.
In his youth, the Lord exhibited his ecstatic love of Krishna in the plea of disturbance of the bodily heirs. Accompanied by his confidential devotees, he enjoyed various pastimes in this way.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. According to Ayurvedic treatment, the entire physiological system is conducted by three elements, namely vayu, pitta and kapha, air, bile and mucus. Secretions within the body transform into other secretions like blood, urine and stool. But if there are disturbance in the metabolism, the secretion turn into kapha, mucus, by the influence of the air within the body. According to Ayurvedic system, when the secretion of bile and formation of mucus disturb the air circulating within the body, 59 varieties of diseases may occur. One such disease is craziness.
On the plea of disturbance of the bodily air and metabolism, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu acted as if crazy. Thus, in his school, he began to explain the grammar of verbs through Krishna consciousness, explaining everything in grammar in relationship to Krishna. The Lord induced his students to refrain from worldly education, for it is better to become Krishna conscious and in this way attain the highest perfectional platform of education. On these grounds, Sri Jiva Goswami later compiled the grammar entitled Harinamamrita Vyakaran. People in general consider such explanations crazy. Therefore, the Lord's purpose in his attitude of craziness was to explain that there is nothing within our experience but Krishna consciousness, for everything may be dovetailed in Krishna consciousness. These pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu have been very vividly described in the Chaitanya Bhagavat Madhya Lila, Chapter 1. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Balalila, Povanda Lila, Kaushal Lila, and now the Jovan Lila. His youthful pastimes are being described. We saw in Chaitanya Charitamrita briefly described the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's childhood pastimes. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's juvenile pastimes. And all those pastimes are extremely wonderful. Like we can consider the beautiful pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Balalila, like how he bewildered the thieves. Even before that, There's so many beautiful pastimes. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was lying on his bed and Mother Sachi heard the sound of ankle bells coming from inside the room. So she was wondering what could have happened. So she just ran inside the room and she found the footprints of a little boy on the floor. But she saw that baby Nimai is just lying on bed. She couldn't understand what happened. And she thought really she heard something wrong. And she was completely flabbergasted what was actually happening. How did the footsteps come? Because it was impossible for this little baby to come out of the bed and walk around. And she also remembered that she heard the ankle bells. So in this way Mahaprabhu performed his beautiful childhood pastimes. Another wonderful aspect of his childhood pastimes is that he used to cry. Like any other baby, he would cry and nothing would be able to stop him. He would just keep crying and crying and crying. Then one day, maybe one lady just explained, "Oh Krishna, how am I going to deal with this child?" And immediately he stopped crying. And they could figure, then they noticed that as soon as they would say the name Krishna, the child would stop crying. So from that they would playfully, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whenever he would cry, or deliberately he would cry and make everybody chant Krishna, Krishna. And the moment they would stop, he would start crying. Then they would start chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in this way. So there is a saying that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even just at the time of his birth, he made the whole world chant the holy name, and through his various pastimes, he made them keep chanting the holy name of the Lord. As you know, Mahaprabhu appeared at a rather inauspicious time, at the time of lunar eclipse. And the lunar eclipse is considered to be solar and lunar eclipse are considered to be very, very inauspicious time. Because at that time Rahu is swallowing the moon. So in order to counteract that inauspicious atmosphere, everybody chanted the holy name. So Mahaprabhu, choosing a very specific time of appearance, he made the whole world chant the holy name. Then in his childhood, through various pastimes, he made them chant the holy name. These are all the pretexts. Through his pastimes, under various pretexts, he made them chant the holy name of the Lord. Another very beautiful pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Balya Leela, boyhood pastimes, is that one day Mother Sachi just came out of the house and he found that baby Nimai is on the courtyard just crawling, and there was a huge white serpent, huge snake, and Nimai was playing with that serpent, just fondling this serpent, and the serpent also coiled around his body and held his hood above his head. Just seeing that sight, naturally you can well imagine, if the mother sees such a sight with her little child, she just screamed and she fainted. And hearing a scream, everybody came running and they found Nimai in that condition. And that serpent just then left him alone and went away. Now who is the serpent? Anantashesh. Anantashesh wanted to play with his Lord. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna and Anantashesh Balaram just appeared to him in this way. So these are Mahaprabhu's wonderful childhood pastimes. Then when he grew up a little bit, he was a very naughty boy. Extremely mischievous, extremely naughty. He would go to the bank of the Ganges with his friends when people would take bath and chant their Gayatri. Sometimes he would just grab them, and he would go underwater, grab them by their feet and drag them into the water. And they would become afraid that maybe it's a crocodile is pulling them. And they would scream, and everybody would become very worried. And then eventually they would come out of the water, and they would understand this is all the mischievous activities of Nimai. Sometimes they would be chanting Gayatri and Nimai would just spit on their mouth. The point is, who are you meditating on? The one that you are meditating on, he is standing in front of you and you are not seeing him. With your eyes closed, you are meditating on somebody. So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would make his disturbances to these brahmanas. Sometimes he would in India, the designated areas are there for women to take bath and men to take bath, all in the river, but some ghats, some staircase leading to the river is meant for the women, some are meant for the men. So Nimai would go and take the men's clothes and take them to the women's side and take the women's clothes and bring it to the men's side, and they would come out of the water and they would be completely surprised, what happened, where's my clothes? And they would be totally embarrassed. Now what, how am I going to dress myself? Like a woman couldn't dress up in men's clothes and men couldn't put on the women's saris. Sometimes the young girls would be worshipping Lord Shiva on the bank of the Ganges. And Nimai would go to them and take the flowers and start eating the offerings. And when they would open their eyes and they would see that Nimai is doing that, so they would be extremely frustrated and they would scream, Nimai, what are you doing? And Nimai would say that, why are you worshipping Mahesh? He is my servant. And Parvati Uma, she is my maidservant. Rather you worship me. I know why you are worshipping Mahesh, to get a good husband. So you worship me, you'll get a husband as handsome as Kandarpa, Cupid. And he'll be young, handsome, wealthy. But if you don't, then you'll get married to a 75-year-old man with 14 co-wives. And so in this way, baby Nimai, little Nimai would perform his pastimes. Then they would go and complain to his father, Jagannath Mishra. And the ladies and girls would go and complain to Sachi Mata. And so Jagannath Mishra would be very, very upset. So he'd take the stick in his hand and he said, today I'm just going to teach this boy. He's become so difficult. He's become so naughty. So seeing him in that mood, those who are complaining, they would go and tell him, yeah, don't chastise him. After all, he's a little boy. And, you know, although we are complaining, but you know something? We enjoy when he does things like that. We thoroughly enjoy it. Please don't chastise him. Jagannath Mishra said, no. If I don't chastise him, then he'll become impossible and he'll become completely spoiled. He'll become a disgrace to the family. And in this way, very, very upset with a stick in his hand, he'll just go to the bank of the Ganges in search of Nimai. And then he would see Nimai coming from the other side with his friends, as if he is coming back from school. There is no sign of him being in the river. Like his hair is dry, his body is smeared with dust, and there would be mark of ink on his cloth. And so Jagannath Mishra would be chastising him, "You, what have you been doing? They have come and complained to me." He said, "What happened?" He said, "Yeah, you did this, this, this in the Ganges." "Ganges? I'm just coming back from school." "I don't know why these people complain against me unnecessarily. Why they have to lie?" And Jagannath Mishra would be completely bewildered. "What's the matter? Like, after all, he doesn't look like he has been doing all this mischief in the river. Because if he did, then he would have looked different." And then he would ask his friends where Nimai was. "Well, Nimai was saying, we are just coming back from school." So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would perform his youthful, from his boyhood pastimes. And here, is describing, then in his youthful pastimes, what did he do? He defeated big scholars like Keshav Kashmiri. At that time, Mahaprabhu was only about 14, 15 years old. Keshav Kashmiri was the greatest pandit scholar of India. He is from Kashmir, and from Kashmir he traveled entire tract of India, defeating the scholars one after another. No one could even stand in front of him. He was so scholarly person. The last place that he had to defeat the scholars was Navadvip. And when the pandits, the scholars of Navadvip got to know that Keshav Kashmiri is coming, they just ran away from Navadvip. They were afraid to even confront him. So, under various pretexts, they ran away. Somebody's mother-in-law was sick, somebody's daughter-in-law was getting married. And so Keshav Kashmiri came and he found that none of the pandits are there in Navadvip. Then he heard that there's one boy called Nimai Pandit, he was there. He was only 14 years old. So Keshav Kashmir thought, what am I going to do with a 14-year-old boy? So let me wait for these scholars to come back, because when I defeat them, then I'll be recognized as the greatest scholar of India. So this is India. This was India. They would defeat and establish their sovereignty through their scholarship, not with their powers. Alexander went out to conquer the world, but they went out to conquer the world also in a different way. Through their scholarship, they would defeat. And in this way, they would establish their supremacy above others. And there used to be incidences that they would even pay, they would even subject the defeated individuals to pay tax to them. like Jamunacharya's guru was defeated by a person like a scholar called Kolahal. And he was paying tax to him, but he couldn't pay tax. So this Kolahal came to Jamunacharya, and Kolahal's men came to collect tax and to his ashram. The guru was not there, and Jamunacharya was there. He was only 8-year-old boy at that time. So Kolahal's men started to blaspheme his spiritual master, saying, "Oh, tell him to pay tax. He had been defeated by the guru, and he is not paying tax. What kind of behavior is this? If he doesn't pay tax, then my guru will report to the king, and king will arrest him." So 8-year-old Jamunacharya sent a challenge. He said, a guru is known by the way his disciple behaves.
from the way you are behaving, I can figure out what kind of guru you have. So, you say that he has defeated my guru. My guru's defeat will be accepted when he can defeat me. So you come, go and tell him that I am challenging him. Come and defeat me. So this way, 8-year-old boy Jamunacharya challenged this person and then defeated him. That's a long story, maybe some other day I'll tell you. Today let's stick to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime. So Keshav Kashmiri was waiting for the scholars of Navadvip to come back. Then one day Keshav Kashmiri was walking on the bank of the river and he saw a very handsome young boy is teaching his students. So he asked, who are you? He said, well, my name is Nimai, the son of Jagannath Mishra. And so he said, oh, so you are the Nimai Pandit? He said, well, people call me Pandit. Out of their affection, they call me Pandit. But actually, I'm not really such a scholar as such. So he said, well, I can see that you are a very humble person also. So anyway, I'm Keshav Kashmiri. So I would like to challenge you in a debate. Nimai said, you see, I am nothing compared to you. You are such a big scholar. So maybe it will be better that I take advantage of your presence here. Since I have the good fortune. Jai Shri Gurdhari Gopal Ki, Jai Shri Shri Gaurnithai Ki, Jai Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki. So Keshav Kashmiri asked, so tell me what you want to hear from me. Then he said, now that you are standing on the bank of the river Ganges, please describe some glory of this celestial river. So Keshav Kashmiri right there composed 100 verses in glorification of the Ganges. With the speed and rhythm with which Ganges was flowing. And everybody was completely spellbound hearing this scholarship. And so Keshav Kashmiri asked Nimai Pandit, so how did you like it? Nimai Pandit said, nice, very nice. Excepting a few mistakes. Keshav Kashmiri was furious. Mistake? In my composition there has never been any mistake. And after all, who are you to find mistakes in my composition? You're just a little brat. You teach grammar to these little kids and you're trying to find mistakes in my composition. So he gave a big chastisement to Nimai Pandit. And then Nimai Pandit just listened without saying anything. But when Keshav Kashmiri asked him, tell me, what is the mistake? Then Nimai just took one verse, 64th verse, and he pointed out 6 mistakes in one verse. And I don't remember all 6, but one I remember. It was so brilliant the way he pointed out. So Keshav Kashmiri in this verse is describing how Ganges is actually coming from the head of Lord Shiva. Like Lord Shiva held Ganges on his head and then from there Ganges is flowing down. And here he described Lord Shiva as the husband of Bhavani. Bhavani is the name of Mahamaya, Parvati Durga. Bhavani.
Bhavani's husband. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pointed out that you described Lord Shiva as Bhavani Bharta. The word Bhavani means the wife of Bhava, which is Lord Shiva. Another name of Shiva is Bhava. So Bhava's wife is Bhavani. And so Bhavani's husband, like Lord Shiva's wife's husband, as if she has a husband other than Lord Shiva. And so Keshav Kashmiri was devastated. Actually, he had the benediction that Swarasati would reside in his tongue, in his mouth. And that's why no one could ever defeat him. So he went to his place, locked himself up inside the room, and he was crying. And that's such a humiliation. After conquering the whole of India, now he has been defeated by just a 14-year-old boy. So Saraswati appeared to him and told him, Keshav, today your learning has achieved its perfection. Because the personality who defeated you is none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, your education, your learning, your wisdom has achieved its perfection because the Lord has defeated you. You have been defeated by the Lord. And the point she was making is that the Lord has smashed your pride. You're so proud that you are the biggest scholar. And the Lord defeated your pride. And another point was that in this way, by defeating Keshav Kashmiri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established himself at the age of 14 as the greatest scholar of India. It's not, he made Keshav Kashmiri defeat all the scholars, and now he defeated Keshav Kashmiri. So he defeated all the scholars of India. So in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his most wonderful pastimes as a young in his Kaushal Leela and Jovan Leela. And here it has been described that how he was performing the pastimes of becoming mad. Especially when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Gaya for his Pitri Shraddha, to perform Shraddha ceremony of his father. And then he went to Isharpuri. And he took initiation from Isharpuri. He already met Isharpuri before in Navadvip, but now he approached Isharpuri to give him initiation. And Isharpuri gave him initiation. And after receiving the mantra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu behave like a madman. Like, he was always chanting the holy name. And tears were flowing from his eyes. And he was just crying all the time. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Kaha jao, kaha pao, Brajendra Nandan. Brajendra Nandan bina fate mormon. Where can I go? Where can I find Brajendra Nandan Krishna? Because without Brajendra Nandan, my heart is splitting into pieces. My heart is breaking. In this way, he was crying all the time. So when he came back to Navadvip, he was raving mad. But this is another kind of madness. This is called Dibbon Madana, the transcendental madness. In intense love for Krishna, a devotee behaves like that. And especially in the mood of Srimati Radharani. And so people thought that he became mad. And as Prabhupada explained, according to Ayurveda, madness is caused by the imbalance of air. Actually, five kinds of airs control the activities of the body. They are pran, apan, saman, van, and udan. Pranavayu actually holds the soul, spirit soul, within the body. So this respiratory system actually is functioned by pranavayu. It inhales and exhales, and that is the most important function for one, for a living, for a spirit soul, for the spirit soul to remain in the body. Therefore it is said that when one dies, it is said that he left his prana. He left with his prana. That is, along with the pranavayu, he left the body. The soul now left the body. Pranavayu cannot hold the body, but hold the soul within the body. Then apanvayu causes the excretion of the impurities in the body, like urination and evacuation. They all are the function of apanavayu. Then nervous system is controlled by samanavayu. And in this way, different vayus, different airs actually control the different vayus of the body. And so, when there is an imbalance of this vayu, then one becomes mad. So therefore, madness in Ayurveda is called vayubyadhi, the disease of air, or disease that is caused by air. So everybody thought that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's apparent madness was actually due to his imbalance of the vayu in the body. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually was displaying his intense attachment to Krishna. Is that there on the line? Okay. So now I'll just go from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes to the holy name of the Lord.